בעצם בעזרת השם, we'll continue our shiur and sefer simlach ha'lishah siman yudchet. So far, learned about the various proficiencies of the knife, how one is to check the knife, and the laws of the post-shechita examination of the knife. The rabbi now will discuss the halacha of one who slaughtered an animal and after finishing the shechita lost the knife, not allowing him to fulfill the requirement of checking the knife post-shechita. What's the halacha? Do we say that the meat is kosher because, after all, the knife was kosher before shechita? Or on the other hand, no, maybe we should worry that the knife got a nick from the skin of the nishchat, like we mentioned earlier. What's the halacha? Let's see it inside. Seif Yudalet. Afilu shechat harbe. Even if one slaughtered many animals, and after concluding the shechita, he lost a knife, not allowing him to perform the post-shechita examination, kasherim. All the meat is kosher. Now the rabbi qualifies this then. V'im nagam emafreket shel achad mehem afilu shel of asurim kol hanishchatim acharkach. That if the shochet hit the neck bone of one of the animals he was shechting, and this is even the neck bone of a bird, and he then lost the knife, all the animals slaughtered subsequent to that hitting of the neck bone are forbidden. Why? Because lechumra were choshesh, maybe the knife lost its chazakah by hitting the neck bone. So although we said that if someone slaughtered and lost a knife after shechita, he could rely on the chazaka that the knife still is kosher, that's not said if he hit the mafreket of one of the animals he slaughtered. Why? Because there, you no longer could rely on that chazaka. You lost the chazaka. And the rabbi adds, ulechen pashut she'im negav mafreket asur lishchot achar kach ad she'yivdok hasakin. That it is thus obvious, based on this last halacha that we learned, that if one hits the neck bone, then he should not continue slaughtering until the knife is inspected. So based on this last point, that if the shochet hit the neck bone of one of the animals, then he no longer has a chazaka, the rabbi writes, "Umhai taima nirli, da'achar b'dikat ha'sakin shekodem shechita, en l'tochvo l'naden kashe, da'hava k'nagav ha'mefreket." That if one has a kosher knife that was properly checked, you should be careful not to then hit a hard surface or place the knife into a hard sheath, because you will then lose your chazaka. And if one did do so, he would have to inspect his knife once again. And if he did not, it's not going to be, we're not going to rely on the chazaka, and we're going to invalidate the shechita. Kol shehanadan kasheh v'achod otzadav nagu v'kasheto. That if this knife was placed on a hard surface and he did not inspect the knife after that, the meat is going to be forbidden if we lose the knife. We will now continue with this halacha that we learned, that if one shecht with a knife that was baduk, and then that knife gets lost after shechita, before he had ability to check it, the shechita is kosher. The rabbi now will talk about an interesting case where this knife that was lost was later found. And when we inspect it, we find a nick, we find a pgima. What's the halacha? The rabbi writes, Shachat b'sakin baduk. If he slaughters with a knife that was properly inspected, v'ne'evad kodem shivdekenu achar shechita. Now the knife was lost after shechita, before he had the ability to inspect it. V'achar kach nimtza v'harei hu pagum. And then the knife was later found with a pgima. What's the halacha? The rabbi writes, Nira li dim yesh b'ma litlot pgimato, kigon sheshiber atzamot b'sakin, v'safek lo im b'ze o b'acher, o sh'ne'elam me'ena b'bayit, v'yesh sham mishtamshim b'sakinim b'kashe, ואחר כך מצאו באופן שיש להסתפק שאחד מבני הבית נטלו לעשות מלאכתו בקשה וכיוצא בזה, הרי זו מותרת. Meaning that if there's something likely to have caused this nick, then the meat is going to be permitted. If you have what to be tole the pkiman, then we permit the meat. And the reason behind that is kivan de kaimalan b'nei vade muteret v'kivan de yatza'a b'heter en l'osra misafek. Which means to say that since the knife was permitted when it was lost, because we could rely on the chazaka, our new safek does not render the knife forbidden, because it was yotze b'heter. Rabbi ends, aval matza'a b'karka shenira shimimenu nafla v'hayta b'makom ze ad shematza'a v'en kan, and it was not on the karka, makom litlot b'hapkima, shuhu yodea shelo asa b'klum harezu asura. Means to say that if there is nothing that could have caused the pkima while it was lost, there's not anything that we could be tole the pkima on, and of course the meat is going to be forbidden. So in summary, if someone slaughters with a knife that was beduka and it got lost after shechita before he had a chance to check it, and it later was found to have a pgam, if there's what to rely on, the pgim on, that you could pinpoint and say, yeah, probably that's where it came from, then it's muteret. If you do not, if there's no reason to suspect that it got a pgim from an external source, then shechita tov pesula. So far, we spoke about knives that were bechazaka, that they were checked before shechita, and then they were lost la'achar shechita. And we learned the halacha that we have this concept of a chazaka. The rabbi now will move on to an interesting case where one slaughters with a knife that was not checked. He did not check the knife before shechita, and now it got lost la'achar shechita. And he therefore has no way of verifying as to whether the knife is chad v'chalak, or perhaps it has a pgima. What's the halacha? Rabbi writes, im lo badak hasakin kodem shechita, if one did not check the knife before shechita, v'shechat bo v'ne'evad, and then the shochet slaughtered with the knife, and then the knife got lost, shechita to psula, the meat is forbidden. V'med varim amurim, when do we say that? B'stam sakin. That's when one uses stam a knife, a regular knife, a knife from one's kitchen. Aval tavach, שיש לו סכין מיוחד לשחיטה ומקום מיוחד שמצניעו שם תמיד, הרי הוא בחזקת בדוק. Which means to say that if a shochet has a special knife for shechita, which is held in a secure place, that knife is considered to have been already checked beforehand because it has a chazaka that it's baduk. This shochet is very careful of having a knife that's always kosher for shechita. And there's no reason to assume that perhaps there was a nick on it beforehand, rather it's b'chazakat b'duk. And therefore, the meat would be permitted in such a case. And regarding such a knife, the rabbi writes, v'afilu shachat bo v'lo batko achar shechita v'etznio v'achar kach shachat bo v'nevad kodem dika, hari zu kshira. But even if the shochet used this knife before the shecht, and he didn't check after that shechita, then it would make no difference. It does not matter. This knife was checked beforehand, it was kosher, and it therefore retains this kosher status, and therefore the meat would be permitted. So again, in summary, if someone shechts in a knife that was not checked before shechita, and then it got lost la'achar shechita, so if it's stam sakin, which is a regular knife from one's kitchen, then his shechita is psula. If one has a sakin meyuchad u'mutzna, if one has a knife that's special for shechita, then his shechita is going to be kosher. Why? Because he has a chazaka. Now the rabbi will qualify this last knife, this sakin miyuchad umutzna. V'nirali dafka she'amad kach zman mu'at, erech shalosha yamim belo tashmish, ava yoter mikan yesh lachosh shenifgam aydei chaluda, v'arei hu kesakin shelo nifda. Which means to say that according to the rabbi, we only permit this special knife that the shochet has for shechita only if it's a knife that was in a secure place for a short amount of time. And the rabbi writes that's 3 days. But if the shochet did not use this knife within 3 days, we have a fear that the blade got a pgima from rust, and the meat would therefore be prohibited because a knife is not considered a knife that's baduk. Regarding this last point of the Simla Chadasha, that knives that aren't used within 3 days are no longer have a chazaka because you have to worry, maybe they rusted. Asked Meir Kerfel of the Star K if this still applies today. He wrote, no, that it's not an issue today because all of our knives are stainless steel, and it is not common for them to rust. So that's Si'if Tetzayin, the laws of a sakin that was not checked before Bdika that got lost la'achar shechita. In Si'if Yudzayin, the rabbi continues off this last point of a sakin that's miyuchad u'mutzna l'shechita that a shochet may have, and he writes, Ra'ui l'kol shochet she'yelo sakin miyuchad l'shechita, that each shochet should have a special knife that he sets aside for shechita. Ve'asur la'asod po shum davar ve'afilu berach, ve'yatzni'o shelo yifageh, and this knife should be used solely for shechita and nothing else. And this knife should also be kept in a secure place so it will not get a pgima. The reason for this is based off this last halacha that we learned, that if it does get lost la'achar shechita, he has this advantage of a knife that has a chazkat baduk. The rabbi points out that even if one does have such a knife that's special for shechita, and he keeps it in a secure place, mikol makom lo yishchat bo lechatchila v'lo b'tika, kmo shekatavti b'seif aleph. Lechatchila, even these knives should not be used for shechita lechatchila if they are not first inspected. You have to inspect a knife before shechita no matter what. That's Si'if Yudzayin. Let's move on to Si'if Yudchet. In this Si'if, the rabbi talks of an interesting case where one shechts with a knife that was checked before shechita. And now, after shechita, before he had a chance to perform the post-shechita examination, he hit a bone with it. And now he feels a pgima on the knife. Do we say that the pgima happened from the shechita and therefore we should invalidate his shechita? Or no, maybe the pgima happened from the bone. And this is a brand new pgima, but the knife retained that first chazaka during the shechita, and we should therefore permit the shechita. What's the halacha? Rabbi writes, Hashochet b'sakin shebatko kodem shechita, o shemuchzak u'mutzna, kmo shekatavti si'ifim tedvav tedzayin. If one slaughters an animal with a knife which was either secure or inspected before shechita, ואחר שחיטה לא בדקו ושיבר בו עצמו דרך שבירה דווקא. And then he used the knife to break bones with in a downward motion, which means we're dafka talking of a case where he's hitting the bone with a downward motion, not in a back and forth motion. ונמצא הסכין פגום. And we later find that the knife has a gamanet kshira. The sakin is going to be kosher. Which means to say that if one checks with a knife that was checked, and after shechit, before he checked it, he hit a bone with, and the rabbi writes over here that it's not dafka that he actually broke a bone with it. Rather, he hit it hard. And he finds a pgam, the shechita is kosher. And this is dafka if you hit the bone. But if one used a back and forth motion, that's not likely to cause a pgima, and that wouldn't make a difference. So again, if after shechita you hit a bone in a downwards motion, then the shechita is going to be kosher. But if it's in a halacha and hava'a motion, if it's in a back and forth motion, then his shechita is going to be invalid, because we can't be tola the pgima in this back and forth motion. The rabbi continues, likewise, b'chein shiber bo etz v'keyotze bo, או נפלה אבנים או הקרקע קשה, ודווקא שראינו שנפלה על חודה, אבל מספיק אין תולין לומר שנפלה על חודה. That this halacha would also be said regarding a knife that was checked before shechita, and then one used it to chop wood, or if let's say one saw that the knife fell on the stone, and we saw that it fell on the blade, then the meat would be permitted. So the rabbi writes that that's dafka when one sees clearly that it fell on the blade. If one is not sure as to whether it fell on the blade, or maybe it fell on the back of the knife and it didn't even touch the blade, then mitzat safik, the shechita would not be kosher. So far we learned that if one breaks or hits a bone hard, v'derech shbira, after shechita, and he feels a pgam, he could be tola that the pgima happened from that shbira. The rabbi writes that this is dafka by regular bones, but when it comes to a etzem hamafreket, the neck bone, then the halacha would be different. Ve'im shabar ba etzem ha'mafreket en tolin bo, afilu derech shbira shuhura. If one cut the neck bone with his knife, even in a downwards motion, it is assumed that the neck bone is too soft to cause a pgima, and therefore we can't be tolen it, and therefore the shkita would be invalid. Mikol makom be'efsed merubeh nira li la'hakel b'shabar ha'mafreket derech shbira. In the case of an economic loss, one could be lenient in this regard and be tole the pgima from the etzem ha'mafreket. The rabbi now moves on to another din, Sif Yutet, of one that checked his knife after shchita, and it was kosher. It was beautiful. So the post-shchita examination came out successful. And now, a week later, he checks his knife, stam, and he feels a pgam on it. What's the halacha? The rabbi writes, "Badak hasakin achar shchita v'etznio, v'achar kach nimtza pagum, let lan ba." If one inspected his knife after shchita, and it was good, and then he put away the knife in a secure place, and then the knife was found to have a pgima, we are not concerned, and his shchita remains kosher. Why? Eimor b'davar acher nifgam, o shabar davar kashe v'lav adayte. That it is assumed that the pgima came as a result of something else, or maybe even broke bones with them, he just forgot. So that's why it's going to be kosher. Venirali, now the rabbi writes, "Dinyodea bebirur she'en litot bemidish, hu munach bemakom tzanua, v'yodea shelo asa bashum davar, gam lo haya zman rav sheyesh litlot bechaluda, v'shachacha, yesh lachmir v'leesor, de'emor lo badak tchila yafa yafe." Meaning to say that if we know that there's nothing else that could have caused the pgima, not rust, not breaking bones, he's clear that he did not use this for anything else. So the rabbi writes that he should be stringent. And he should be concerned that the previous inspection of the knife was just not done properly. And that's why he didn't feel any pgimot. Rabbi writes that this is especially so ha'idna these days, the in klal derech leishtamesh b'sakin shchita. No one ever uses a shchita knife to break bones in his kitchen, right? But the rabbi writes that if there's great need in using this knife, or if there's an economic loss of the meat that was slaughtered with this knife, then we could be lenient. So again, if one checked his knife after shchita and it was good, and then l'achar zman he finds a pgam on it, if there is what to be tole the pgima on kshera, if he clearly knows that you can't be tole, then asur unless it's shatat chak or efsed merubeh. The rest of Siman Yudche talks about various side halachot regarding the bdikat hazakin. One is the requirement of a person to show the knife to the rabbinic authorities before he wants to shecht. And then also the halacha of how much a shochet must be paid. That's in Seif Chaf Aleph. So that will conclude